Lesson 35. Repent and return unto the Lord from the Book of Mormon, Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. Purpose. To remind class members of the importance of repenting, turning to the Lord, and following the prophets. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Helaman chapter 13. A Lamanite prophet named Samuel prophesies that the Nephites will be destroyed unless they repent. B. Helaman chapter 14. Samuel prophesies of the signs that will precede the birth and death of the Savior. He continues to call the people to repentance. C. Helaman chapters 15 through 16. Samuel tells the Nephites of the conversion of the Lamanites. Some Nephites believe Samuel and are baptized. Others harden their hearts and try to kill Samuel, but he is spared by the power of God. 2. If the picture Samuel the Lamanite on the wall is available, prepare to use it during the lesson. Item number 62370, Gospel Art Picture Kit 314. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members to imagine a salesman who has only one product to sell, misery. What could the salesman do to sell his product? Answers may include that he could make misery look appealing, or that he could trick people into thinking that his product will bring happiness instead of misery. Satan has nothing to offer but misery. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 17 through 18 and verse 27. How does Satan make misery and sin look desirable? How does he try to persuade people that happiness and righteousness are undesirable? Explain that in this lesson, you will discuss the prophecies of Samuel, a Lamanite prophet. Samuel preached to a group of Nephites who had allowed themselves to be overcome by Satan's temptations. They had sought for happiness in doing iniquity, which is contrary to the nature of God. Helaman chapter 13, verse 38. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Samuel warns the Nephites that they will be destroyed unless they repent. Discuss Helaman chapter 13. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that a Lamanite prophet named Samuel went to preach in Zarahemla, but the Nephites cast him out of the land. The Lord commanded Samuel to return to Zarahemla and prophesy. When the Nephites did not allow Samuel to enter the city, he stood on the city wall and prophesied to them. Helaman chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. If you're using the picture of Samuel, display it throughout the lesson. Samuel warned the people that because of the hardness of their hearts, the Lord would take his word from them and withdraw his spirit from them. Helaman chapter 13, verse 8. Why did these consequences come to people who harden their hearts? See Mosiah chapter 2, verses 36 through 37. What can we do to soften our hearts? Through the prophet Samuel, the Lord said, "Blessed are they who will repent and turn unto me." Helaman chapter 13, verse 11. How might some people attempt to repent without turning to the Lord? Why is turning to the Lord an essential part of repentance? President Ezra Taft Benson taught, "Repentance means more than simply a reformation of behavior. Many men and women in the world demonstrate great willpower and self-discipline in overcoming bad habits and the weaknesses of the flesh. Yet at the same time, they give no thought to the Master, sometimes even openly rejecting Him. Such changes of behavior, even if in a positive direction, do not constitute true repentance. True repentance is based on and flows from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. True repentance involves a change of heart and not just a change of behavior." See Alma chapter 5, verse 13. The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, page 71. The Nephites had set their hearts upon riches. Helaman chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. In addition, they had not hearkened to the words of the Lord, who had given them their riches. Helaman chapter 13, verse 21. Because of this, the Nephites and their riches were cursed. Helaman chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. In what ways do people give more time and attention to worldly concerns than to spiritual concerns? How can we assess whether we are giving enough attention to our spiritual welfare? Samuel said that the Nephites always remembered their riches, but did not remember to thank the Lord for them. Helaman chapter 13, verse 22. Why is it difficult for some people to remain grateful when they are blessed with abundance? How does gratitude counteract pride? In what ways can we show gratitude to the Lord? The Nephites persecuted and killed the prophets of their day, but they said, "If our days had been in the days of our fathers of old, we would not have slain the prophets." Helaman chapter 13, verses 24 through 25. Compare with Matthew chapter 23, verses 29 through 39. Why do some people sometimes praise past prophets and reject living prophets? See Helaman chapter 13, verse 26. How do some people allow themselves to be led by foolish and blind guides? See Helaman chapter 13, verses 27 through 29. According to Samuel, the Nephites had sought for happiness in doing iniquity. Helaman chapter 13, verse 38. Why is it impossible to find true happiness in sin? Helaman chapter 13, verse 38. See also Alma chapter 41, verses 10 through 11. How can we find true happiness? In addition to asking for class members' responses, you may want to read the statement on the next page. How can we help others find true happiness? The prophet Joseph Smith said, "Happiness is the object and design of our existence, and will be the end thereof if we pursue the path that leads to it. And this path is virtue, uprightness, faithfulness, holiness, and keeping all the commandments of God." Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, pages 255 through 256. 2. Samuel prophesies of the signs that will precede the birth and death of the Savior. He continues to call the people to repentance. Read and discuss selected verses from Helaman chapter 14. Samuel prophesied of the Savior's birth and death. Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 and 15. What signs did Samuel say would attend the Savior's birth and death? See Helaman chapter 14, verses 3 through 7 and verses 20 through 28. These prophecies are mentioned in the additional teaching idea. The fulfillment of the prophecies will be discussed in Lesson 36. Samuel said that if the people would repent, they would receive a remission of their sins through the merits of Christ. Helaman chapter 14, verse 13. Merits are qualities or actions that entitle a person to claim rewards. Why is it only through the Savior's merits that we can be forgiven of our sins? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 7 through 9, Alma chapter 22, verse 14. President Ezra Taft Benson taught, "Even the most just and upright man cannot save himself solely on his own merits." The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, page 71. According to Samuel, why did Jesus have to die? See Helaman chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. How does knowing of the Savior's sacrifice affect you? Samuel said, "If people are condemned, they bring upon themselves their own condemnation." Helaman chapter 14, verse 29. Why is this so? See Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 through 31. Why is it essential that we be permitted to act for ourselves? 3. Some believe Samuel and are baptized. Others harden their hearts and try to kill Samuel. Read and discuss selected verses from Helaman, chapters 15 through 16. Why did the Lord chasten the Nephites? See Helaman chapter 15, verse 3. See also Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. How does the Lord's chastening show His love for us? What can we learn from the Lord's chastening? Have a class member read Helaman chapter 15, verses 7 through 8 aloud. As he or she reads, make reference to the following diagram and put it on the chalkboard. Knowledge of the truth and belief in the Scriptures, with an arrow pointing to the right, with faith in Jesus Christ and repentance, the arrow pointing to change of heart, and the arrow to the right pointing to firmness and steadfastness in the faith. In what ways do knowledge of the truth and belief in the Scriptures lead to faith and repentance? In what ways do faith and repentance lead to a change of heart? The Lamanites who experienced a change of heart remained firm and steadfast in the faith. Helaman chapter 15, verse 8. When we experience a change of heart, what must we do to ensure that the change is lasting? See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 through 20. How did the Nephites respond to Samuel's prophecies and warning? See Helaman chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. Why do you think many of the people did not believe Samuel, even when they saw that he was miraculously protected? Although they saw that the words of the prophets were being fulfilled, the majority of the Nephites began to harden their hearts and depend on their own strength and wisdom. Helaman chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. How did these unbelieving Nephites explain away the signs that they had seen? See Helaman chapter 16, verses 16 through 23. What are the dangers of trying to understand the gospel with only our intellect? Conclusion. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. You may want to use the additional teaching idea to review Samuel's prophecies and to show how a study of these prophecies can help us prepare for the Savior's second coming. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Preparing for the Second Coming. Read the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. The record of the Nephite history just prior to the Savior's visit reveals many parallels to our own day as we anticipate the Savior's second coming. In Conference Report, April 1987, page 3, or Ensign May 1987, page 4. In this statement, the record of the Nephite history referred to by President Benson was the Book of 3rd Nephi, the account of the Nephites before they were visited by the resurrected Lord. The following chart applies President Benson's statement to the Book of Helaman, the account of the Nephites before they saw the signs of the Savior's birth. Use the chart to show that Helaman, chapters 13 through 16, contains accounts of prophecies and events that parallel signs and events that will precede the second coming of Jesus Christ. An excerpt from the chart is also in the Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide. We have three columns. The left column says prophecies and events recorded in Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. The second column, prophecy or event, and the third column, signs and events that will precede the second coming. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 16, verses 1, 3, 6, and 10. Prophecy or event, strong righteous minority. Signs and events that will precede the second coming, 1 Nephi chapter 14, verse 12, Jacob chapter 5, verse 70. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. Prophecy or event, spiritual outpourings and miracles. Signs and events that will precede the second coming. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 30. Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verses 39 through 42. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 13, verse 22. Chapter 16, verse 12. And verses 22 through 23. Prophecy or event, great wickedness. Signs and events that will precede the second coming. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verse 27. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. Helaman, chapter 13, verse 2, verses 6, 8, 10 through 11. Helaman, chapter 14, verses 9 and 11. Chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, and verse 17, and Helaman chapter 16, verse 2. Prophecy or event, rejection of the Lord's prophets, and their call to repentance. Signs and events that will precede the second coming, Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 14 through 16. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 15, verses 4 through 11. Prophecy or event, conversion of many Lamanites. Signs and events that will precede the second coming, Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verse 24. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 14, verses 3 through 4. Prophecy or event, prophecy of a night with no darkness. Signs and events that will precede the second coming. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7. See also Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 287. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 14, verses 5 through 6, and verse 20. Prophecy or event. Prophecies of signs and wonders in the heavens. Signs and events that will precede the second coming. Joel chapter 2, verses 30 through 31. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 40. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 16, verses 13 through 18. Prophecy or event, denial of signs, wonders, and Christ's coming. Signs and events that will precede the second coming. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 26. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 14, verses 21, 23, and 26. Prophecy or event, prophecies of great storms and other natural destruction, signs and events that will precede the second coming. Revelation chapter 16, verses 18 and 21, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 88 through 90. Prophecies and events recorded in Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Helaman chapter 14, verse 24, chapter 15, verse 1. Prophecy or event, prophecy of the destruction of the wicked, signs and events that will precede the second coming. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 21, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 9, and section 133, verse 41. What similarities exist between people today and the Nephites who lived just before Christ's birth? Read the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. In the Book of Mormon, we find a pattern for preparing for the second coming. A major portion of the book centers on the few decades just prior to Christ coming to America. By careful study of that time period, we can determine why some were destroyed in the terrible judgments that preceded his coming, and what brought others to stand at the temple in the land of Bountiful and thrust their hands into the wounds of his hands and feet. Can anyone doubt that this book was meant for us, and that in it we find great power, great comfort, and great protection? In Conference Report, October 1986, pages 5 through 6, or Ensign November 1986, pages 6 through 7. Invite class members to share insights and impressions they have received as they have discussed Helaman, chapters 13 through 16. Ask them how these signs can help them prepare for the Savior's second coming. End of Lesson 35, Repent and Return Unto the Lord, from the Book of Mormon, Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.